Welcome everyone to the Life Investigated podcast today on this Father's Day 2024. So what are we investigating today? Well, I thought it would be a good time to just give some wisdom out to the younger generations like a father is expected and or should be doing to his children and his grandchildren, but I thought I would just give it out to anyone that wanted to listen today. So after 6.5 decades of living on this earth, I've found out a few things. Still have some more things to find out, I hope, before I transpire from this life and go to the next one. And I think it's important that we reflect sometimes and we look at life as to where life has been, where it is, and where it's going. So today on Father's Day, I just got me to thinking about that. I had breakfast this morning with my children and one of my grandchildren and my wife, and had a good day. But I started thinking today, you know, exactly what is it that we struggle with in life, and what have I struggled with in life the most, and what have I obtained, or what have I lost, or maybe what have I dreamed that never came into reality? And I started thinking about where I'd spent a lot of my time in my life, and as far as time dedicated to a specific goal or task. Now, I can't ever remember setting out and saying, I'm going to reach the top of the mountain. But I know that I've always had aspirations to do better and do more than what I have done or where I happen to be at life at that particular time. But now I've realized something in my old age. You know, the book of Job says wisdom belongs to the aged and understanding to the old. Well, I'm both aged and old now. And as my youngest granddaughter tells me all the time, she's 3 years old, and she calls me Old Bops. Grandchildren call me Bops, but she adds the old to it every time, but she really likes to think she's getting my goat, and she loves to pick on her bops. So, and she's a fireball on top of it. So I've reached the plateau of both old and aged. So here you go. One thing I would like to say to the younger generations out there, if I can give you a piece of fatherly advice, is this. Stop trying so hard to reach the top of the mountain. We'll say that again. Stop trying so hard to reach the top of the mountain. And I will tell you why. And I've learned this as age has progressed upon me. You will never actually reach the top of the mountain in this life. And you might think, well, you know, Patriot Trainer, that's not really good advice. That discourages people from excelling and wanting better in life and doing better in life and discovering things in life, et cetera, et cetera. No, that's not it at all. It is not meant to be a discouragement. It's actually meant to be an encouragement. Because in case you haven't found it out by now in your life, and I guess depends on at what stage you are of maturity and age in your life and what you have tried to accomplish and haven't accomplished yet, or what your dreams actually are. But life doesn't have a actual pinnacle of it. We have an ending of life in this age, in this dimension, but we don't really have a top. And I think that creates a lot of people in their life getting discouraged and just saying, okay, well, I'm not smart enough to reach my goals, or I'm not talented enough to reach my goals. You've got all the talent and you've got all the intelligence you need. If you've got a dream and you've got a vision, you've got everything you need to reach the goals that you need to reach. But there'll never be in this life, there will never be an actual top. You have to realize that. The top would be walking over into the third heaven and being with God. And now you will get that, hopefully one day. Hopefully you will find yourself at peace with God in an eternal destination. But you're not going to get that in this dimension. You say, then what's the point? The point is to have goals and dreams and to put forth effort. You know, God recognizes work as something that's holy. Most people don't realize that work is described by God as a holy thing. And we don't like, a lot of people don't like to hear that at all. But it is. However, some people get so carried away in life's work, they actually forget to live. They actually forget to enjoy the pleasantries that God has put in front of them for that work. And especially if you're in the field of work and you are accomplishing the things that God has put into your heart to accomplish, stop trying to be God in that. Stop trying to be God in that situation. We will just relinquish that to God, okay? Then the steps that you make will taste sweet in your life instead of bitter because you did not think that you made enough progress or that you made the wrong steps, and now you're either out of the will of God or out of kilter with your own dreams and visions. We put too much emphasis on the top. You see, the reason God has put it in your heart to excel is because making the progress up the mountain is what's supposed to be joyful. Yes, at times it's painful, but pain teaches us how to respect joy. Pain teaches us how to love. Pain teaches us how to grieve. Pain teaches us how to look forward to tomorrow, as long as we don't let pain and grief and sorrow dictate our life. Now, understand, there are great and tragic things that happens in life. And some of those things are just seem so unnecessary. But yet we'll take those bitter things. And in time, as we progress up the mountain to reach the mountaintop, because we have that built into us, we all have it built into us to excel. Whether we adapt it or not is another thing, but we have that spirit of excellence in us. How do I know that? How do I know that any person that I might be talking to in the World Wide Web on this, how do I know that you have a spirit of excellence? The reason I know that is because an excellent God gave you that spirit. He would not give you a spirit man that was not worthy of the calling that he has put you into or the life that he's put you into. But yet we let life and the enemies, we let them distract us. And then all we can see is how far I've made it up the mountain or how far I did not make it up the mountain. We do the same. And that's not it. You see, for your physical body, for example, when you're climbing, one of the best exercises that I've found in my life to do to lose weight and improve my overall stamina and just my overall physical fitness is to climb stairs. That's the one exercise that no matter where I've been at in my life, that's the one exercise that has always worked for me the best. Now, that's a very difficult exercise for me to do at this stage in my life because of the decay of my knees and injuries to my knees. But some days I can still do it okay. Some days not so much. What does that teach me about excelling on the days that I don't have any pain and I can walk steps and I can walk up hillsides? I find it much more pleasurable and know that my God is with me and I can appreciate walking those steps for exercise. You see, it's not about how many steps I'm going to make. It's about the fact that I'm just making those steps. It's not about whether you reach the pinnacle of the mountain or not. It's about the steps that you take to get there. It's about your progress. It's about your journey. It's about building your stamina spiritually, in your soul, in your mind, in your body. It all goes together. You'll never reach life's mountaintop in this life. It's not obtainable by anybody. And you say, not true. I know billionaires. I know famous actors. I know famous inventors and da, 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 da. Look, folks, when's the last time you've seen a billionaire that's satisfied with the amount of money they got? Do you think Bezos and, I'm drawing a blank on people's names right now, but that's how important billionaires are to me. Microsoft, Apple guy, Elon Musk. Do you think these guys are satisfied with the progress they've made in life and the money they have obtained and the status they have obtained and the notoriety that they have obtained? Bill Gates was the other one I was trying to think of. No, they have not. Why? Because they still try to get into the news. They still try to develop other things. They still try to get richer. They still are trying to climb the mountain even with the status they've got. Why? Because the mountain is unclimbable to the top until you cross away from this life and you cross over into the unadulterated presence of God. And then I'd say you made it. But you'll never get to the top of life's mountain, so quit. Stop condemning yourself. Stop condemning yourself for making wrong decisions, because the wrong decisions in part were part of climbing the mountain. You think a mountain climber never makes a misstep? Why do you think they have safety gear on? Why do you think a mountain climber trains for years and years to make the ultimate climb? Why do you think they exercise? Why do you think they eat right? Why do you think they practice? Because they know the mountain's not going to come to them. They know they have to go to the mountain. And they have to be very careful, and many of them make mistakes. Some go to their death. Some never reach the pinnacle. And then from what I've listened to, some people who literally climbing a mountain and finally got to the peak, it's only a very momentary sense of elation. Enjoy it for a moment, then you're going, well, where's the next mountain? Or this wasn't really what I thought it would be, being on top of the mountain. So chill out, folks. Chill out, younger generation. Yes, you need to work. You need to enjoy your work. You need to progress in your work. You do need to obtain higher goals, but you'll never make an absolute top. The people of the ancient Tower of Babel found that out, didn't they? They said, oh, you know what? We want to build a way, a physical way to go into the heavens, to go into God's house. And they got together and they started building that thing. But guess what? They never did make it. They never did make it. So I'm encouraging you, younger generations, progress, work hard. But don't let that be the only thing that drives you in life. Take some time to appreciate the things that God has done for you. Take some time to appreciate your mistakes. Take some time to enjoy the small things. That's not going to get you any accolades in life, but they will bring you more pleasure than those accolades will ever get you. Happy Father's Day to any of you that are fathers out there, and to you future fathers down the road somewhere. I hope you know how, and if you don't, you can learn how to have a good Father's Day. It's the Patriot Trainer. I'll see you again sometime.